Hey, well, welcome to the Insight Hour. A little belated, but better late than never. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and you're listening to yours truly here at bbsradio.com. We've had a little technical difficulties. That's why we're starting about 10 minutes after the hour. We're on West Coast at 9 o'clock, 9:10 right now. East Coast, it's a little after midnight. Welcome. It's been a very, very hectic day. I don't know if you're right now watching us. I'm actually on a landline, a telephone line, because for some reason for tonight, and I think I might know the reason what that would be, we've just released an awesome press release to expose the flu outbreak and the issues that we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. And probably national security is up in arms about it. I'm sure that there's probably been some feedback, and I can tell you I've never seen anything going haywire on my sound system on this computer like happened tonight. It's I was not touching the volume controls, and the things were going up and down, up and down, up and down, and Seth and engineering at BBS could not figure it out. Anyway, we're going to get into a fabulous show tonight. We're going to talk about the flu outbreak. They call it the Mexican flu and its implications, but you know what? There's a lot more that you're going to learn tonight that's behind it. In the meantime, I want to say hello to Reverend Roxy Hampton and our friends and loved ones in Hawaii. I right now know that it's raining cats and dogs out there. That's why Reverend Roxy's not joining us tonight. She can't even hear. It's pouring. It's like when it rains in Hawaii, I mean it rains. So basically, we love you. Miss you. Next week on the Insight Hour, you be happy. You're always welcome to join us. I want to give it up to the Creator tonight, as usual, Heavenly Creator. Thank you for all the blessings that you're constantly pouring out. I'm telling you, we are so in the flow with Live H2O. We love you maximally, and we so much praise you to bring glory to your kingdom, which is manifesting on earth as it is by where you are sitting and standing and singing your love songs to uplift everything. We are really feeling it in our hearts, in our experiences, in our synchronicities, and I want to give praise and glory to you and your living water that is within us. I praise you for the revelations you've given us, and this week in particular, Heavenly Creator, I want to thank you for the revelation of Revelation 13:5. I want to thank you, Heavenly Creator, for telling us, sending your messenger last Sunday in Toronto. I want to thank you for delivering the message to us that we're right on time for the concert, for the 144,000, for the fulfillment of Revelation 14:1. I want to thank you, Heavenly Creator, for blessing us with the understanding that if we count backwards from the day that the Mayan calendar ends, that is December 21st, 2012, then guess what we get to? We get to the date that you have set for us to sing a new song, in such a way as to instantaneously deliver humanity's heart open, wide, to your overwhelming symphony and your harmony and your gracious glory. We praise you for all these blessings. For June 21st, we shall gather to sing a new song to praise you and your living water. And we praise you for all these blessings of revelation and understanding and protection. And please, Heavenly Creator, bless our computer systems, bless BBS Radio Engineering, Don, the Newsom family, and Seth in Engineering, and everybody else who makes this show possible. Thanks, especially, Heavenly Creator, to all the wonderful people who buy things, buy books, buy tapes, buy DVDs and CDs. Without you, Heavenly Creator, blessing those people and guiding them to the Healthy World Store, we would not be on the air, and I want to thank you for all the blessings that you administer in that way as well. So with that, I say, in Yeshua's blessed name, we praise you, and so it is, aho, this beautiful day at the end of April 2009. Well, folks, welcome to the Insight Hour. We're also broadcasting on Mogulus tonight, and in fact, Mogulus doesn't need to have me hold this telephone. I've got another computer system operating here, and I think the sound system is going. So hello, those of you who are watching me right now on the internet at www.love528tv.com or www.love528tv.net. They both go to the same place, which is Dr. Len Horowitz's television channel. That if you have not joined us in the past, we are up right now on 24/7. There's about 5 hours of programming that you can get to right now by going to that web address, and you'll find that it is stocked full of wonderful revelations, information for health and sustainability in these very, very interesting times. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, both HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, and Tetrahedron.org. I want to also thank our sponsors on the Live H2O website, OxySilver.com. And OxySilver.com is seeing a lot of work right now. The website is very, very active. The administration is very active because of the flu. A lot of people are fearful, and now they're heeding what I've told them. Basically, I've told you, and we've spent numerous shows looking at OxySilver. Tonight, I wouldn't mind spending a little time, but I'm not sure we're going to get it. I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you're not in the United States, you're calling from Canada, go to bbsradio.com and check out the contact numbers for joining us tonight. I'm going to take your questions, your concerns, any health questions, particularly with this flu outbreak. Give us a call in the United States. The number is, that's a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227, and you're welcome to join us and just connect with Seth in engineering, and he'll put you through to Dr. Len Horowitz. So I want to start by saying that today was a very, very hectic day. If you're watching me right now on television, on the Internet, you're looking at somebody who hasn't really slept in close to 48 hours now. Well, I've been at it, up all night last night, and you can go to a YouTube film right now that most of last night was spent preparing the YouTube presentation of information concerning the avian flu contaminations. That's not just avian, it's everything. They combined everything on this one. And so what we did is we put out a press release. If you're not on Healthy World Store mailing list, you did not get the release, and you haven't listened to this program or you haven't heard me speak this recommendation beforehand, go to www.healthyworldstore and put your name into the email address there so that we can send you our emails, our press releases, and our newsletters. It's free. So it's a service that we render to just connect with you because we love you, because our hearts are with you and the Creator loves you, and we're in this thing together. This is a family, whether you know it or not, and the reality is that there's a lot of challenges that our family, our brothers and sisters are facing right now, particularly in Mexico, particularly in California, where I'm broadcasting tonight. There's a lot of concerns about this flu, and that you'll have a lot of information, particularly with the OxySilver.com website, to integrate so that you can be protected like all of us. I'm not at all concerned about the avian swine or the swine flu and the Spanish flu. This is a combination that they've created now. So let me read to you a little bit from the press release that just went out over the Healthy World Store mailing list, including a press release. You can get it right now. Download it free on the HealthyWorldStore.com front page. And it's well worth a read. I'm going to be reading a little bit from it now. And then when you go to YouTube.com, do a search on YouTube for Mexican flu outbreak 2009, Dr. Len Horowitz special report. If you put those words into your search engine, I believe as well as in Google or YouTube, you'll come up to the video that I spent last night preparing for you and our loved ones everywhere. So we basically have blown the lid off of this thing. The press release is titled H1N1 and H5N1 flu outbreak implicates, get this, Anglo-American vaccine pipeline. Says who? Says yours truly, me. Coming from Los Angeles, skyrocketing stock values of Novavax, Inc., precipitated by dozens of flu deaths, they say, in Mexico, implicates a leading Anglo-American network of genetic engineers in a conspiracy to commit genocide. Dr. James Robertson, England's leading bioengineer of flu viruses for the vaccine industry, an avid promoter of the United States government's funding for lucrative defense, biodefense contracts, that is, along with collaborators at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, helped Novavax, Inc., in Bethesda, Maryland, produce genetically modified recombinations of these precise germs into one flu vaccine. So if something's broken out of the lab, guess where you should look first? The vaccine industry. This recombinant of the avian, swine, and Spanish flu viruses, H5N1 and H1N1, is nearly identical. At least that's where they're talking about it as to what they say is the flu of the century, potentially. This outbreak was precisely timed, by the way, to promote the company's, that's Novavax's, new research, preliminary research, and huge vaccine stockpiling contracts. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control are therefore implicated through collaboration and publications involving this private corporation with Novavax, a company that obtains its, they call it, biosimilars, through the CDC influenza branch director, Ruben O'Donis, and Dr. Rick Bright, previously working with Donis at the CDC. Now, these are the characters that you'll want to study. You want to understand what they're about, what they've been up to, especially at Novavax. And Rick Bright now is the Vice President of Global Influenza Programs at Novavax in Maryland. Evidence for the conspiracy to commit the deadly duplicity in the vaccine industry that we're watching now unfold includes genetic markers on the novel flu virus that is spreading. The virus is genetically different from the fully human. Now, you got to listen to this. This is a quote from Reuters. Genetically different from the fully human H1N1 seasonal influenza virus that has been circulating globally for the past few years, end quote. I want you to make note of the fact that they're saying that it's different from the fully human. That means that it's a laboratory creation. How so? Because you see, the most likely way that a swine flu would get to Mexico from a laboratory, or actually, let me say this, an avian flu from Asia, and at the same time, the Spanish flu that was dug up from a case apparently that they pulled out of the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. And by the way, you know, we're into a whole different war economy right now. We're heading to World War III. And if you remember the reason, if you do your history and you do your studies, the reason why they called it the Spanish flu, because it was just after the Spanish-American War, and there was a lot of animosity towards the Spaniards. So the flu that came out, of course, the Anglos, the Americans, called it a Spanish flu. Today we're looking at the Mexican flu, and it seems to me that we're having some difficulties with our across-the-border trading partners in this new global economic union that's evolving, NAFTA. So that's a little side note. But the point I want to make here is that it's not fully human. That means it's not just been evolving in swine in Mexico. It's not just been evolving in birds in Asia. It has markers of that. It has markers of actually being found in Europe. It has markers of being part swine, markers of being part Spanish flu, and markers of being part avian, which means that it is a laboratory recombinant. Because you see, pigs do not wrestle with chickens. And you see, the Spanish flu corpse didn't find himself in the mud with the pigs. And the only way, in fact, that this is reconcilable, here's the paragraph I quote in the report that I've posted now. You can get it at healthyworldstore.com, and you can listen to me on YouTube present it. Quote, what they're describing here is pathognomonic. That's a fancy medical term for diagnostic, meaning it is a slam dunk pathognomonic means a slam dunk diagnosis of a virus that came from Robertson's, James S. Robertson's circle of friends. No other group in the world takes H5N1 Asian flu infected chickens, brings them to Europe, extracts their DNA, combines their proteins with H1N1 viruses from the 1918 Spanish flu, additionally mixes in swine flu genes from pigs, then, to make it partly capable of infecting humans, they literally reverse bioengineer using cloning and genetic methods. They reverse engineer them to infect humans. Now, that's what I wrote a ton about, citing the science and research in the national best-selling book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. So if you haven't read that book yet, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright cited as the definitive text that he was called to the mat with the mainstream media, demonizing him for dare saying that the AIDS virus was man-made. In fact, he says, have you read, this is a quote, have you read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, yet? End quote. Reverend Jeremiah Wright knows because he read it. And the fact is that you'll see how they reverse and mutate and modify genetically all of these germs in their labs to not just produce vaccines, but to produce insidious, deadly bioweapons. You know, the kind that they spray. The end product that Reuters and the government officials who are describing this virus, the end product that they're describing could only end up in Mexico via the United States from Britain in care of the Centers for Disease Control. Ruben Donis at the CDC had to have sent them to Novavax, where Rick Bright's team is now implicated in a conspiracy to commit genocide, the mass killing of people for profit. Novavax's preliminary report, now I'm going to share with you some of the little bits and pieces that compelled me as a public health servant, as a public health professional, engaged with my loving heart literally to help as many people survive this atrocity of genocide and the manipulations of the mainstream media by the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialist. Somebody's got to be out there telling the truth. And so what's compelled me to make this conclusion, draw this conclusion, and go out, if you think this is far out on a limb, I assure you it's not. It is the truth that shall set you free, nothing else. And I guarantee you, because you've contested in your closet, you can walk into your dark, pitch-black room in your closet with a little bit of a match or a candle and see what happens to the darkness. It flees. Likewise, you can bet your booties nobody from the mainstream is going to say anything positive about Dr. Leonard Horowitz. In fact, they're going to try to neglect this entirely. So it's up to you. It is up to you to start saving some lives and get this information out as quickly and as broadly as possible. Now, let me give you some of the factors that made me, a professional in this field, draw the conclusion that I've just shared with you. Well, first of all, the timeliness of this whole thing. You got to understand that the preliminary report of Novavax's preliminary preclinical vaccination investigation on this particular recombinant of H5N1 and H1N1 involving all of these most feared flu viruses in the world. That was just published at the same exact time that the Mexican officials began to report the alleged deaths. Now, that's interesting. The Journal of Virology is even more interesting, where you begin to see how close a role the Centers for Disease Control, that's your taxpayer money at work, folks, were involved with Novavax in feeding them and seeding them and giving them everything that they needed to develop this vaccine, including putting them on the fast track, in fact, of fast track for vaccine approval. Who's making the money? Good question. Do the research and you'll find the end of the string of genetic engineers, you'll find George Soros, the Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, the DNA Bandits, the Human Genome Project Pirates, that I wrote the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, all about. Read that book if you're a professional. I wrote it not for average laypersons. I wrote it for the healthcare professionals out there and you folks who are heavily engaged in research and scientific notations, references, and that kind of thing. I had a wonderful, just on a note of aside, had a wonderful gentleman said to me the other day in Toronto. I was there last week for Total Health 2009 Expo. And he said to me, Dr. Horowitz, I read your book, Emerging Viruses, and I want you to know it took me about a year to read it. I had to go over every sentence two or three times to let it sink in. Well, you know what I said to him? I said, that's exactly what I need to do. Whenever I read a scientific paper, I got to do that. I got to read it two or three or four times until I get it, until I really get what they're saying. So you're really watching somebody right now. You're listening to somebody named Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who's not particularly bright. I'm not any brighter than your average Joe out there, or certainly not any brighter than the healthcare professionals out there. And if I can read it three times and finally get it, then you can too. So here is some of the issues. Read the Journal of Virology, with co-authors from the CDC in Atlanta, that they posted online at the precise time Mexican officials began reporting deaths from this allegedly new strain of flu. It's clearly an unprecedented recombinant of these three germs that I've already mentioned. And isn't it interesting that Novavax instantly, the Johnny-on-the-spot vaccine, had been prepared under the CDC's fast track for approval process. Now again, speciously using these three specific strains, never known to recombine like this and infect any human, not just in Mexico, but worldwide. So now you got to think like a statistician. You got to put your researcher's cap on for a minute here, folks, because researchers, they have to. Part of their project process is develop a theory, a hypothesis that they have got to test with research. And now here is the reality of statistical probability. The statistical probability that this virus came from this company of experts is extremely high. Alternatively, what do we have to look at? What are the anticipated arguments that we are going to hear? That the virus arrived in Mexico from some unknown source and serendipitously just broke out to help Novavax make their economic vaccine history, right? So at this precise time in Novavax's history, that concept that happened just by chance or serendipity is absolutely ridiculously remote. So now, let's watch the scientific community to see what they do. Because we're getting this press release out in a big, broad way. Because I think that you folks are tired, just like I am, of having hell on earth versus heaven on earth. And I think it's appropriate that we reach out to our brothers and sisters and lend a little helping hand of education. It's called edification of the congregation, uplifting people's understanding of what the truth is that shall set them free. So that's what this is all about for me, and I pray you as well. So you get this out there, and then you see that the scientific arena and the mainstream media, you're going to watch them now do their thing. You're going to watch them absolutely pay no attention to this. In fact, I was already on a radio interview with Jack Blood this afternoon on Genesis Communications. Actually, it was Liberty Network. And quite frankly, he said to me, you know, I did a search and came up with some nasty things that were said about you. I won't even tell you where to go because, you know what, none of my business. It's none of yours, really, what people say. What one person says about somebody else is none of my business. And even if it's involving yours truly, it's something that I don't want to pay any attention to. I don't want to give it any energy because, frankly, you know what? I got better things to do with my life. So, at any rate, the conflicting interests in terms of the corporation here, the scientific conflicting interests, the financial interests, evidence, criminal malfeasance. It is absolutely certain to me that there will be very few mainstream media who are going to cover this story, and that will tell a lot about what is happening today. In essence, what you really got is you have the play of the emperor's new clothes, where the emperor is completely nude, standing there, everybody in the parade route sees it, goes, "Hey, you got no clothes, buddy." But the reality is he doesn't hear you, and none of his servants are listening, and the parade keeps marching. You know, we need to pray for all those poor fools that simply go with the flow like the dumb sheeple, to the slaughter. That's what's happening here. And this is a whole promotion of vaccines that are going to induce the whole array of illnesses associated with vaccination contaminations, as well as simply viral and protein particles inside, you know, there's besides that, bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues. That's also in the Novavax's vaccines. I saw that. I read it. They also use green monkey tissues in some of their studies. They're using actually insect bodies in some of their vaccines and some of their combinations, recombinants. So the reality is you've got a witch's brew. You might as well add Eye of Newt, because that might be more protective than mercury and aluminum. So this is what they're doing. They're poisoning the population, and the parade keeps marching on. Now, I haven't shared the most chilling revelation yet. Let me give out that toll-free number again. You can call to get online with Dr. Len tonight. It's toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And if you want to call that toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And you'll get connected to Healthy World Store. Tonight, probably at this late hour, you'll get a machine. But tomorrow, you'll probably get Robert or Donna or Jackie or someone beautiful there who will help you. And you want the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Or get the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Those are great books if you want to know the facts that are being suppressed in biological science, as well as population control. So the most chilling evidence I have yet to share. The most chilling evidence against the Robertson-Novavax vaccine pipeline, besides Robertson being a gatekeeper for multi-billion dollar vaccine stockpiling deals. That's right. He is the main mover and shaker from the economic union in Britain that literally comes over to the United States, loves to do business over here, loves to engage with the American corporations that he claims is getting more funding and more freedom to experiment in ways that he likes than what's happening in Europe. So he comes to the United States. He praises America for the taxpayer-funded studies that Novavax is receiving and the grants. And so Robertson is the gatekeeper for the multi-billion dollar vaccine stockpiling deals. That's who we're dealing with here, folks. So if you're wondering why the mainstream media is not covering the story, guess who's pulling the strings financially and in other ways? Robertson's influence over the European Medicines Agency, the EMEA, a quasi-corporate, quasi-scientific think tank serving the European Economic Union and the drug industry's special interests, is another fascinating feature and incriminating fact in this case against Dr. Robertson. He is the principal scientist in the Division of Virology at the National Institute for Biological Standards and Control. Both that agency and the EMEA are kind of like the FDA is here in the USA. The federal drug advocates and the drug enforcers and the disease controllers, not the disease remedial action activists, they are literally controlling and manipulating diseases, creating diseases so that they can make a quick buck, as Novavax is doing right now on the stock market, with their vaccine. During a meeting in April 2006, discussing the standardization of influenza vaccines on behalf of who? Yes, that's right. Who? The World Health Organization. It was disclosed that, quote, the NIBSC, that Dr. Robertson is the principal scientist overseeing the Division of Virology in the vaccine arena. For the NIBSC's involvement, he is directing the serological testing of vaccine trials, the preparation and distribution. Let me say that again. This is a quote. The preparation and distribution of influenza viruses to vaccine manufacturers and the coordination of the economic union in their strain selection categories, end quote. So you understand what I'm saying here. This is the head honcho. This guy is the kingpin in this cartel's operation, which is genocidal for the depopulation of the planet. Do you understand that this man selects with the economic, that's the financial wizards, that is the Illuminati virtually, it's the international banksters, it's the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel leaders that he is the kingpin for, sitting on top of the biological and the biodefense agenda. And he selects the viruses that should be made into vaccines. So Novavax's vaccine itself is a directive out of Robertson's office, undoubtedly. He selects the viruses, and he selected in this case what? He selected the Spanish flu, the avian flu, and the swine flu. Put them all together with insect parts and human pieces, and that's what they got, and that's what's spreading. So that's an interesting tidbit of information, but that still isn't the most amazing thing. Let me continue. Participants disclosed that the EMEA persuades vaccine makers to bank on pandemics, to invest in pandemic vaccines with the introduction of what they call, get this, mock-up files. Now, if you want to confuse people, you don't call a virus a virus. You don't call a spade a spade. You don't call a germ a germ. You call it a mock-up file. What's a mock-up? Well, they mocked it up. They started with a real deadly virus, and they played with it. They mutated it. They hybridized it. They selected pieces of it that would prompt an immune response and others that might be better tolerated by the human being. That's what they call a mock-up. This is what they call. The file is like a filing cabinet. A file is like in a bacteria. It's called a bacteriophage. It's an envelope that you put in new DNA. Put in new RNA. That's a file. So they call this a mock-up file, so you, JQ Public, will have absolutely no idea what the hell they're talking about and what they're writing about, which is their unassuming way, as I said, of describing new laboratory-engineered influenza viruses that they also call, now you want to confuse yourself even more, you know, it's like the doctors, like the medical doctors, they, you know, they write in Latin. You know, I never understood why, I'm a doctor, I don't understand. I've got three doctorates. I've got my doctorate in medical dentistry from Tufts University. I've got a naturopathic doctorate, and I've got a missionary medicine doctorate. And I never write so people can't understand it. I always write so people can understand it. I don't understand it, why they wouldn't do that, except for trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. And that's what they're doing here. So they also have another name for this thing called a mock-up file. They call it a biosimilar. A biosimilar. Oh, isn't that a sweet name? What the hell does that mean? Does that sound like a deadly cancer virus? A biosimilar? Well, no, it doesn't. But that's in essence what we're dealing with. Deadly flu, deadly cancer, we'll call them biosimilar virus instead of viruses. The EMEA waives regulatory fees, by the way, to their cronies as an additional incentive to attract more business for allegedly biodefense. They give them a free ride. I wonder if I could get a free ride like that through the FDA and into these types of organizations that Dr. Robertson oversees. Dr. Robertson, the holder, you know, we should get it for OxySilver. OxySilver should be on the fast track for everybody's approval. But you know what? These guys are marching to a different drum as the emperor is nude. Dr. Robertson, the holder of intellectual property rights. Now, here's where it gets fun. Here's the payoff for the big head honcho. Robertson, the holder of intellectual property rights to the genetic technology used to produce the H5N1 and the H1N1, quote, mock-up files used to develop Novavax's vaccine, waived his ownership of the technology during the company's research phase only, with a guaranteed payoff when the vaccine is commercialized. Robertson's, quote, material trade agreement, or MTA, covering the transfer of these biosimilars, or these files, they call it, to Novavax, the transfer of this material, this genetically mutated disease-inducing garbage, transferred to Novavax, is expected to return millions of dollars when the vaccine is sold to governments worldwide. Now, vaccines from Novavax, their commercialization and promotion, is largely based on media hype, obviously fanning fears, fans markets, and now specifically the avian flu coming to get you, combined with the Spanish flu, as well as the swine flu. Man, they haven't left any flu out. It's going to come get you, and now you got to go get their vaccine. That's what this is all about. Mexico's killer, therefore, evidences a laboratory creation sourcing from either Novavax's lab directly or their partners at the Centers for Disease Control and Europe's Robertson's NIBSC organization, who maintain these multi-million, billion-dollar incentives. In fact, the company's synchronously timed professional publications, mass media releases. I saw one, for example, the other day when they were just breaking this whole thing. What comes out, of course, right perfectly timed for the press is from PR Newswire service that won't take Dr. Leonard Horowitz's press releases. They edit my stuff. They tell me they can't work with me, but they'll take this kind of garbage. I wonder how many hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars Robertson's cronies paid to PR Newswire service to take this propaganda, this public health menacing, fright-inducing, intoxicating garbage that they issue as alleged news. So they broke these press releases, the professional publications, and the product representations made to the governments, and the commercializations made, all evidence these financial motives and concomitant duplicity to commit mass murder. That's what we're looking at. Days ago, officials at the CDC expressed serious concerns about this novel flu strain causing a deadly pandemic. Not disclosing, of course, their obvious knowledge. They had to know. They were the ones who shipped the germs and the agents and worked intimately with the publication of this specific preclinical trial in the Journal of Virology published by CDC and Novavax authors. Not disclosing their obvious knowledge, therefore, that the outbreak must have sourced from the material used in their cooperative studies. These doctors' conflicting corporate scientific and financial interests evidence criminal malfeasance at the highest levels. Killing dozens of people for publicity and duplicity in public health to increase marketability of new vaccines is best described as serial homicide. To advance their genocide, which is defined as the mass killing of people for profit, politics, and ideology. The ideology is that the world needs a lot fewer people, and so why don't we get them real sick? Why don't we get them real expensive medicines and give them real expensive vaccines, poison them, create all these side effects, and then basically they can go to a nursing home, get ripped off finally, have the families devastated completely, and guess what? They win. Well, here's the final. Folks, I'm about to share something that is sadly dreadful. Very frightening. So hold on. The most chilling evidence against Dr. Robertson's EU research team besides him being the gatekeeper and chief promoter for multi-billion dollar vaccine stockpiling deals, and besides his collaborators being caught red-handed here by yours truly with hard science and common sense, is his stated position. Here it is. He believes that it is wise to, quote, prime populations, end quote, worldwide by releasing viruses, these files, these simulars that he and his colleagues are creating. This warning comes not from me. This warning comes from the April 27th, 2006 scientific paper that you can get just like I did if you search James Robertson's name with Dr. Robert Wood. Check it out. Do a search online. I've got it, by the way. You know, they'll pull it probably after this kind of communication. They're going to pull this paper. But I've got copies of it, and my friends have got copies of it, and we've distributed it, so we've got copies of it. The warning in their paper is this, that he's calling for, and they had open discussions in the scientific discourse with members of the World Health Organization Working Group recommending that the biosimilars and biosimulants, these mock files, be used to prime the population in advance of the pandemics reaching the UK. That's a quote. I'm going to read it to you again. Quote, that these biosimilars be, quote, used to prime the population in advance of the pandemic reaching the UK and, of course, end quote, the United States as well. So in other words, the doctors that hold infectious disease responsibility for the world have already decided to loose their viruses or on unwitting populations in advance of threatened outbreaks. That, to me, is absolute insanity, beyond insanity, beyond hypocrisy. It is absolutely alien to any normal human being's imagination. Normal human beings would not put their faith in the God of science. Normal loving human beings would not put their faith in the God of medicine and genetic engineering. But we're not dealing with normal human beings. We're dealing with mind-controlled slaves of a petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel that successfully brainwashed these absolute idiots into thinking that they're doing good. Giving them the benefit of the doubt, I'm actually saying to you that there is a great likelihood that these absolute lunatics at the CDC, Novavax, and James Robertson himself really think that they're doing the best for humanity. They have no clue whatsoever that their whole economic, academic upbringing, their academic tracking has been a creation of the Rockefeller-directed military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that does not grant you money to do your studies unless you do what they call the grants for. They give a call for applications for grants, don't you know? That is how academic tracking happens. And so the process by which physicians as well as research scientists evolve, this whole process that they become these menacing lunatics that can't even think with common sense, that literally it is just like the Manchurian candidacy. It is the same traumatic-based learning. And I've lectured on this, I've written about this a number of times. In essence, medical school, continuing education in medicine, postgraduate studies, postdoctoral studies and research, where you're kissing the butt of your superiors, you're constantly dealing with egomaniacal, academic, left-brain perverts who have absolutely one thing and one thing only, publish or perish and make the money. Bring the money in. And you know what? That's a god. A god of money. And the god of science is a pagan god. And for those who are following that right now, there is judgment. And judgment is coming very, very soon. Likewise, judgment is coming for those of you, my brothers and sisters, who are together in this process, engaging full faith and trust in the Creator, in the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now, in our Holy Spirit-filled temples that we're going to be celebrating in the concert for the living water. Big time, major change in the spirituality of this planet. And if you've got hearts closed and you haven't prepared well enough, you may have some problems. A lot of people are going to have a lot of problems. I mentioned, I think last week, that if you look at Revelation 13:5, and it talks about the beast coming out of the water, your body's mostly that water. The Bible talks about the water as being in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. We are the rivers and streams of humanity. And essentially, Revelation 13:5 says, tells us, compels the faithful among us to count backwards from the Mayan calendar, just for the fun of it, from December 21st, 2012, count, as Revelation 13:5 says, count back 42 months. You will come to precisely June 21st, 2009. In 2 months from now, just about, you're going to have an opportunity to join us online at liveh20.org, and you and I are going to be uplifted by having a global prayer chant for bringing on lasting peace on earth, world health, and universal prosperity as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. And so that this is what we're coming together now as a world, as brothers and sisters. And we don't need everybody. All we need, literally, are the 1 out of 100 people who are standing along the route of this parade where the emperor is not wearing any clothes. And every 100th person is going to raise their voice in this parade route. And in this particular process, it's not about condemnation. It's about love and forgiveness and moving on with what this planet really has a destiny to fulfill, which is peace on earth, the messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace. And that's what this is about. So go to liveh20.org. www.liveh20.org, and you will be able to get a lot of wonderful information and understanding. Pass the word around. There's still plenty of venues that are capable of being formed. You've got a group of people, go down by your riverside, go by your lake, go by the rivers and oceans and streams, wherever you've got a pond, get your family and friends together and join us on Sunday, June 21st, 2009. It's going to be at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So just when your sun is setting on the East Coast, you'll have a great opportunity to go by the ocean and see this beautiful, beautiful time of the day there. Not like the West Coast. We won't even have sunset. It's still 6 o'clock at night on the West Coast. I will be in Long Beach, California. There's about 30 venues right now, and many are coming in. In fact, a couple are coming in every day. So go online to liveh20.org, www.liveh20.org. Do not put in a zero. It will get you nowhere. Zero. And so put in an O. H2O, oxygen. Element number 8, the Creator's oxygen. Element number 8. Anyway, it's about time that I shut it down. I want to thank you for listening to the Inside Hour tonight, and I want to encourage you not only to visit healthyworldstore.com and support this type of work that we're doing, but stay tuned to our brother Don Nikoloff on this fabulous network called bbsradio.com. Next week, same time, 9 o'clock Pacific. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's 9 Pacific, 12 midnight East Coast, and we'll try next time not to have the technical problems. Love you. Bye for now.